Hello, and welcome to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Mike Leeds, and this is volume 172. This show is part of We Own This Town, a podcast network that showcases great Nashville talent across a wide variety of shows and subject matter. We are available on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Stitcher, etc., etc. Pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can search for We Own This Town and a list of shows will come up, all of which you should subscribe to immediately. We're also on social networks because it is the year 2019. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are not on all of the other ones that aren't those. Our username is @WeOwnThisTown. No surprises there. We post updates whenever there's a new episode of any of our shows, so you can follow any of those accounts and just see when something new comes out. If you're not already subscribed, you'll at least be alerted to some cool new things to listen to. We also have a website, weownthistown.net, where we post news and music reviews and events around town. I know that in 2019, very few people go to websites, but I think we've got a really good one. This week, the network released several new episodes, a new episode from Filmography Club, a discussion on Paul Thomas Anderson's quirky comedy, Punch Drunk Love, the Adam Sandler vehicle. It's kind of a good movie, despite the fact that Adam Sandler's in it, because Adam Sandler does a surprisingly good job. More on that in the Filmography Club. Ladyland released an interview with lobbyist Melanie Bull as their season one finale. If you've ever wondered what a lobbyist thinks about their job, go listen to that. It will surprise you. And Bandsplainer released a new episode that is an in-depth discussion on the writing and influence of Patti Smith. That episode features Alina Franklin from the band Reality Something. They are very passionate about Patti Smith, and it's super educational about the long history that she has had and just like the myriad of influential realms that she has touched. It's really insanely impressive. Lots of good stuff to listen to. Go check it out. The day this episode is released, Saturday, November 23rd, is the day of an event we're sponsoring. Tonight, if you are listening to this on Saturday, November 23rd, good on you for listening the day we're released. Tonight, at Mercy Lounge in Hiawatha, there will be a celebration of 10 years of YK Records. Hot Pipes, The Medium, The Mute Group, The Robe, Black Bra, New Man, and Fetching Pails all be playing between Mercy Lounge and Hiawatha. It's like a full takeover of those two venues. It is going to be a blast. I am 1,000% biased in this, but I promise you it should not be missed. So if you are a diligent listener that hears this on the day it's released, get yourself to Mercy Lounge tonight. Hot Pipes haven't played in 6 years. You don't want to miss that. There's going to be a bunch of stuff there. There's drink specials. There's going to be a projectionist. I got some deals on vinyl going on too. Come on. Come on down to Mercy Lounge. Okay, this week for this show, We Own This Town Music, we're going to do what we do best, a playlist of varietal offerings from the Nashville area. I'm going to bop around in the genres a little bit, which generally I kind of keep like a thematic kind of thing going in an episode. Not this week. We're going to bounce around. So let's just get into it right now with a brand new song.
Baby.
That was She's Wild from the Dune Flowers, the Baltimore to Nashville transplants that just released their self-titled record on Cold Lunch Recordings. You know, I could go on about the influences of 60s pop that are seeping through, or the perfect production quality, or the solid guitar work, but at the end of the day, this is just a fun record. That's it. It's enjoyable to listen to. That's probably not like the best press quote to put on a sticker on your record, but it's a fundamental fact. This record is a joy to hear. I'm really, really enjoying it. Kind of came out of left field. Haven't heard of this band before. Cold Lunch Recordings just announces that here it is. I dive in, and it's a real treat. So I recommend that you go check out the full thing. Also, do yourself a favor and look up the Dune Flowers on Instagram and find their post from Chip Jones, man on the street reporter, asking folks downtown what they think about the new Dune Flowers record. Unsurprisingly, most people have not heard of them, and their reactions are gold. It's just hysterical. Much like this record, it's legitimately fun. Clearly, this is another solid notch for Cold Lunch Recordings working with some of Nashville's finest. It's a great record. Seek it out. All right, let's go into something different, as promised.
But you wrote them down before I knew it.
That was the brand new single from Ben Tongue called Teary Eyes. I just happened to catch a post from Thad Kopeck about this, as he helped co-produce it, and I really love it. We have been slowly dipping our toes into the world of Nashville pop music over the past year, and this just feels like a really prime example of how to do it right. It's a little bit melancholy, but it's still got that dancey optimism running through it. Maybe that's just my personal preference, but it's a really fantastic combo. I caught Bantung live a while back and was pretty surprised by the traditional rock band setup. As opposed to my expectations, there would be a lot of laptops and keyboards. They had, you know, standard guitar and bass and drums set up. This track has that pretty crunchy guitar break, which was also a surprise, but I suppose that makes it all make sense. They are fusing those worlds together in a really elegant way. Long story short, if you haven't seen them play live, keep your eyes peeled to go check that out. If you want to hear this track again, it's linked on the detail page for this episode. Hit up Spotify, search for Bantung, B-A-N-T-U-G. I am sure there will be more surprises from that undertaking in the future. All right, let's switch gears once again. Do not snow it tops for families. Just session guys munching solitarily in their baseball caps and their tattoo sleeves. Looks like pretty good tips to me. Oh, Henry played it faster now, baby. Do you know what I mean? Tell it to make a sad master now, baby. Keep it in the mezzanine. Well, the guy is six. I think his name is Chris. He plays with Joe. That was Quiche Night with OTS off of their latest album, Dork in the Dark, released via Burger Records. If you are unfamiliar, Quiche Night is the pseudonym of Brett Rosenberg, and he's been making music under that name in Nashville since at least 2011. I'm positive he was making music prior to that under different names. Keesh Knight recordings always ride this edge of DIY quality. It's polished and cared for, but it's not overly slick. There's a lot of 60s and 70s influence that makes it through with Rosenberg's guitar playing. And for my taste, there's always a good bit of humor in there, too. His observations on the human condition and somewhat sobering and pessimistic outlook on things makes for some pretty entertaining lyrics. Overall, this record is a bit more ramshackle and rocking than some of his prior, but he's always hopping around with different styles. He did a record with Jasmine Cassett called Tuxedo. It's really great. And he's released a Christmas EP called War on Christmas, perfect to listen to this time of year. This particular track grabbed my ear because it kind of embodies this record, Dork in the Dark, really well. It is a bit more subdued than the rest of it, but it's got some fun things going on. It's got those wry lyrics. I mean, OTS stands for On the Side. It's got some of his shredding guitar, and it's got that really long building instrumental section, which I just really loved. Listened to multiple times. Might be my favorite track on the record. So go check out all of Keesh Knight's stuff, and especially Dork in the Dark, out now via Burger Records. And now, another something different. We'll be right back. Telephonics from Stacion off of Person L, a record that came out in 2017. Last week, we played a track from Misha Lively, and it got me digging into some other experimental electronic musicians around town. Stacion was one of those discoveries. That pseudonym is actually of Dania Luck, an artist hailing from Milwaukee, but now residing in Nashville, one of many monikers that they take on. I really love the instrumentation on this track and the entire Person L album. Person L, I think that just hit me. That pun. It's two words for the record, Person L, but it's personnel. Ah, oh, clever, clever. It's got that really thick keyboard sound. It's noted as being the last shreds of a Jupiter 6, and it just hits me the right way. The rest of the record is a very similar dancey and foreboding vibe, kind of like a good Lady Tron or Fisher Spooner or maybe even a pinch of La Tigra. It's certainly its own thing, but it evokes feelings of those in me, which is a great thing. I will continue to dig into the scene, and I really hope to unearth more gems of this quality. This whole record is great. Please go look up Stacion. All right, let's do something new now. That was the band Courtyard with Voigt Kampf off their just-released single, Serotonin / Voigt Kampf. I mean, I don't know if you can call it a single if it's two songs and there's no clear indicator that one is a B-side, but it's not really an EP either because it's just two tracks. I don't know. I don't know. 2019 is a wild time for trying to describe the format of a release. They put out two tracks. They're both great, and they're streaming on all the things. Courtyard is a band that I've been following on Instagram for a while now, but I haven't actually heard anything from them until now. I really had no idea what to expect, and I am pleasantly surprised by this treat. It's got lots of angular guitars, plenty of energy, it's got a sinister bass line, even the name of the song is a reference to Blade Runner, so it's even got a Blade Runner reference. I'd go as far as to say this song has it all. While they may have only released two songs so far, I can certainly count myself as a fan and really look forward to more, whatever format it may be in. And now, the final track for our playlist this week may sound familiar, but in a very fresh way.
There's a tumor growing on my body.
Queens of Noise with a cover of Those Darlin's Ain't Afraid. This track, and many more, can be found on their debut album, Loretta, out now. Queens of Noise are a band of teenagers that just recently celebrated their third year together, and more importantly, the release of their first record, Loretta. It's a pretty raucous seven tracks, and if we're being honest, I should have picked one of their original songs for this playlist because they are really fantastic and really snarling and energetic and all the things that you want in a band that is comprised of teenagers that are passionate about a thing. You want it from more than teenagers, just any band. It's fantastic. They did a great job, but I really love that they paid tribute to Jesse Zazu and Those Darlin's with this cover. So I played it. Plus, it's something a little familiar for you, the listener. It's a nice way to ease into checking it out, which you should do. Yeah. The album is out now, streaming on all the platforms, and I suggest, at the very least, you go listen to the closing track On My Own. It's fire. It's total fire. Okay, that does it. That is the end of our show. If you are hearing this on Saturday, November 23rd, 2019, the day of its release, please get yourself to the Mercy Lounge tonight for the 10 years of YK Records celebration going on there. Hot Pipes, The Medium, The Mute Group, The Robe, Black Bra, New Man, and Fetching Pails all taking the stage. I am confident it's going to be a great night, but it'd be even better if you were there. hit us up at weownthistown.net or as at weownthistown on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We love your messages. We love your follows. Sometimes just following us is enough to notify us to check you out. So just follow. It's great. The music underneath me right now is courtesy of Upright T-Rex Music. Check them out at uprightt-rexmusic.com or go on Spotify and search for Upright T-Rex Music. I think you'll find some treats that you weren't expecting. Thank you so much for listening. See ya Saturday at Mercy Lounge. Talk at you next time. Bye.